everybody. Michelle here. Welcome to another Meal Monday. I am making, I don't even know what to call it, but it's a girl's night out, or in out, whatever you want to call it, dish. And basically what I did is I've taken I've taken spices like garlic powder, onion powder, oregano flakes, parsley, and I pepper, and I put them, mix them with some Italian dressing. So they'll add anything else that I can think of. I was going to do it with just lemon juice. I thought, I made some rice. So what I'm going to do is I am going to fry these up. And once they're fried, I'm going to take just some veg, standard veg, and take the leftover marinade, mix it together with some vegetables, put everything on top of rice. So anyway, now, while I was making my rice, I had been marinating my shrimp. So now, I have my pan heated. By the way, these prawns are giant tiger prawns, I believe green variety, and they usually come in about 4 to 6 a pound. We got 3 in a package, so I picked up 3. So I've got 6 here because this is also for George, too. I call it a girl's night in out because I'm experimenting, and it's kind of a decadent thing, and I'm doing a little bit more than I usually would. I didn't quite get my grill pan done, so my, I just put my fork back in the marinade. So I couldn't really do what I wanted to do. Now, can I find hopefully this will work? I think it should. So I'm gonna put the lid on. So I did that. So I couldn't do that, I should say. Let me get my thoughts on straight. So I went and I decided to do this. They've been marinating, and so what I'm going to do after this, I don't believe in moisting marinades, so I'm going to take granulated garlic, pepper, the marinade that I had. And what I meant by granulated, is minced, real minced garlic and onions. And I'm going to throw them in the pan after these are done, because the rice is already cooked. I just kept it plain. I rarely do that. But I want the vegetables and the shrimp to provide the flavors for the rice. So I'm going to get you a little close-up of the frying. In fact, pretty soon I'm going to be turning them, actually. There. Now you're really in the hot seat. Or the front seat, whatever you want to call it. So, I don't have an actual time for you with regards to this, If you've got sight, of course, you want to be pink, but not overly pink, and you don't want them rubbery. These shrimp are best grilled. We have them in the summer, and they are so awesome grilled. We just love them. One thing I have to mention as a tip, these shrimp, even though they've been deveined, do not lend themselves well to marinade. And you're probably saying, well, why are you doing a marinade? Well, because of this, you want to try it out. And, secondly, oh, that's smelling so good. I punctured some holes in these. Some additional little holes. These are turning out very well. You shouldn't need much more on the next side. So I'm hoping that they get what they need. So I'm going to stop here, or maybe not, because these, like I said, they're pretty close to being done, and I want to get you to have a listen of when they come out. Now, I'm going to probably take them off really soon. But while I'm thinking about it, I'm preparing this onion. And basically, it's a small onion. I don't want to overpower it because, like I said, there's onion. There's in the I'm all over the place today. Really, I shouldn't be doing this. There's onion in this already. So you don't want to be overpowering it. Yeah, the more and more I look at that, I think those are done. So I'm going to grab a plate, set these off to that off to the side. I wish I could try it right now. But for something like this, you have to be careful. And I don't want to overcook it because I might put it in with the vegetables at the end. Now, gotta do this quickly because we've already got some caramelization. In fact, I'm almost tempted to grab the other stuff, like the veg I'm using, but I'm not going to. So what I'm doing is as quickly as I can, I'm slicing some onion. And some people might say, oh, you should chop it. And I agree that my chopper, my automatic chopper, is clean. I've got a lot of things that